This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 99 for Thursday, October 12th. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is mixed on Thursday morning, in part due to rising soybean and crude oil prices. Positioning ahead of the U.S. Department of Agriculture's monthly supply-demand estimates out later in the day accounted for some of the activity. Chicago soybean and European rapeseed are down, but Malaysian palm oil is higher. Crude oil is jumping more than $1 per barrel, while the war between Israel and the Gaza Strip persists. The Canadian dollar is down 0.2 cents compared to Wednesday's close. With the exception of southern Alberta, which will see some rain later today, there will be clear skies across the prairies with high temperatures in the double digits Celsius. The November soy canola contract is up $3 per ton at $705.70, while the January contract is up $2 per ton at $709.50. In the U.S., corn and wheat are lower, while soybeans are higher ahead of today's USDA report. The trade estimated an average yield for the U.S. corn crop of 173.5 bushels per acre, representing 15.121 bushels of production. Carryout would be 2.138 billion bushels, while world-ending stocks would be 313.05 million tons. China raised its 2023 corn production forecast by 3.29 million tons at a record 288.23 million, 11 million more than last year. Strategy Grains also raised its corn production forecast for the European Union by 1 million tons at 60.6 million. Low water levels in northern Brazil are causing logistical issues, with corn exports being shifted to southern ports, extending the wait at the port of Santos to 13 to 16 days. The December corn contract is down 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.85. For the U.S. soybean crop, the projected average yield by the trade was 49.9 bushels per acre for 4.134 billion bushels of production. Ending stocks for the U.S. crop may total 233 million bushels, while world-ending stocks were projected to be 119.71 million tons. The USDA reported a flash sale of 121,000 tons of soybeans to China on Wednesday, while private exporters sold 213,000 tons to unknown destinations. The Rosario Grain Exchange raised its 2023-24 Argentine soybean production estimate by 2 million tons at 50 million. Water levels on the Mississippi River were 11.5 feet lower than normal at Memphis on Wednesday due to ongoing drought. The November soybean contract is up 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $12.56. Ending stocks for the U.S. wheat crop were projected by the trade at 647 million bushels, while world-ending stocks may be 258.38 million tons. Strategy Grains raised its EU soft wheat production estimate by 600,000 tons to 125.6 million. The Rosario Grain Exchange cut its Argentine wheat production estimate by 700,000 tons at 14.3 million due to dryness. The December Chicago wheat contract is down 8 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.48. The December Kansas City hard red wheat contract is down 11 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.57. The December Minneapolis spring wheat contract is down 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.12. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Thursday, October 12th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.